Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Freeport-McMoRan Inc., ticker symbol FCX, one of the heavyweights in the copper mining industry. If you're interested in commodities, mining stocks, or just looking for a solid long-term investment, you're in the right place. We're going to break down everything from their financials to their valuation, recent performance, and even an intrinsic value analysis. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Freeport-McMoRan is a name many of you might already know, but for those who don't, it's a leading global mining company primarily focused on copper, gold, and molybdenum. With operations spanning North America, South America, and Indonesia, they're a key player in the basic materials sector. Today's analysis isn't just a quick overview. We're going deep into their numbers, their strategy, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. I'll be critical where it's warranted, and I'll give you the insights you need to make an informed decision. Let's jump into the details. First up, let's talk about who Freeport-McMoRan really is. Headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona, FCX has been around since 1987, though it's gone through various name changes and transformations over the years. Today, under the leadership of CEO Kathleen Lynn Quirk, the company operates some of the world's largest copper and gold mines, including the massive Grasberg mine in Indonesia. They've got around 28,500 employees and a market cap of over $86 billion as of the latest data. Their business model is straightforward but critical, extracting and refining metals that are essential for everything from electric vehicles to renewable energy infrastructure. Copper, in particular, is their bread and butter, and with the world's push toward electrification, FCX is positioned in a very interesting spot. But as we'll see, it's not all smooth sailing. Let's dig into their revenue streams next. Now, let's break down Freeport-McMoRan's revenue picture. For the fiscal year 2024, FCX reported total revenue of about $25.46 billion. That's a slight dip from 2025's $25.74 billion, but still a solid number. When we look at their product segmentation, copper is, unsurprisingly, the star of the show. Copper cathode alone brought in $8.32 billion, while copper and concentrates added another $6.73 billion. Refined copper products chipped in $3.85 billion. Gold is another big contributor at $4.45 billion, and molybdenum added $1.8 billion to the mix. Geographically, the United States is their largest market, generating $7.81 billion, followed by Japan at $5.93 billion, and Switzerland at $4.25 billion. What stands out here is how global their revenue base is. FCX isn't overly reliant on one region, which helps mitigate some geopolitical risks. However, a 1.5% year-over-year revenue drop in Q4 2025, as reported by Zacks, due to lower volumes, raises a flag. Are operational challenges starting to bite? We'll explore that more in the earnings section. Speaking of earnings, let's dive into Freeport-McMoRan's latest results for Q4 2025. According to recent reports from Zacks and Investors.com, FCX posted a 48% profit jump in the fourth quarter, which is massive. They beat EPS estimates, delivering strong bottom-line growth despite that slight revenue decline I mentioned. Higher copper and gold prices were the big drivers here, offsetting lower production volumes. However, there's a catch. Production took a significant hit due to the ongoing suspension of operations at one of their key mines, as noted by the Wall Street Journal. On top of that, they've trimmed their 2026 copper sales outlook, which isn't the most bullish signal. Key takeaways? FCX is benefiting from favorable commodity prices, but operational hiccups are a concern. Let's see what management had to say during the earnings call. Looking at the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript summary from Seeking Alpha, management seems cautiously optimistic. While they acknowledge the production challenges and the mine suspension, they emphasize the strength of copper and gold prices as a tailwind. They also highlighted ongoing expansion projects that could boost copper capacity in the coming years. However, the trimmed 2026 sales outlook suggests they're bracing for some near-term headwinds. One thing that caught my attention is their focus on organic growth. FCX is betting big on their project pipeline to drive the next wave of growth, as noted in a Zacks article. But can they execute without further disruptions? That's the million-dollar question. Let's move on to their financial statements for a clearer picture. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Freeport-McMoRan's financials. Starting with the income statement, in 2025, FCX reported revenue of $25.74 billion, gross profit of $6.95 billion, and net income of $2.76 billion, translating to an EPS of $1.51. That's a nice improvement from 2024's net income of $188 billion and EPS of $1.31. Over the past 5 years, revenue has grown from $22.36 billion in 2021 to $25.74 billion in 2025, showing steady growth despite some volatility in net income. Moving to the balance sheet, as of 2025, total assets stand at $58.17 billion, up from $54.85 billion in 2024. Total liabilities are at $27.4 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.5, which is manageable. Cash and equivalents are at $4.5 billion, giving them decent liquidity with a current ratio of 2.45. Finally, looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was a strong $5.61 billion, though free cash flow details for the year are incomplete in my data. Historically, free cash flow has been positive, with $2.35 billion in 2024. Overall, the financials look solid, but I'm keeping an eye on those operational challenges impacting production. Let's see how this translates to valuation. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of $60.41, FCX has a trailing PE ratio of 41.01, which is on the higher side compared to the industry average of 30.38 for the copper sector. The price-to-sales ratio is 3.24, and the enterprise value is around $89 billion. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 38 for 2025, dropping significantly to 23.75 for 2026, suggesting earnings growth expectations. However, that high trailing PE makes me pause. Is the market overpricing FCX relative to its current earnings? Return on equity is decent at 11.45%, and return on invested capital is 8.32%, showing they're generating value, but not at extraordinary levels. The dividend yield is a modest 1.02%, so this isn't a stock for income-focused investors. My take? The valuation seems stretched right now, especially with near-term risks like the trimmed sales outlook. Let's break down the SWOT to see the bigger picture. All right, time for the SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Freeport-McMoRan. Starting with strengths, FCX has a robust financial performance when commodity prices are in their favor, as we saw with the 48% profit jump in Q4 2025. Their global presence, with major operations like Grasberg and a diversified revenue base, are huge pluses. Weaknesses, though, operational challenges are front and center. The mine suspension impacting production is a real issue, and the trimmed 2026 outlook doesn't inspire confidence in the short term. On the opportunities side, copper demand is soaring with the green energy transition. Think EVs, wind turbines, and solar panels. FCX's project pipeline could position them for massive growth if they execute well. Threats include commodity price volatility, geopolitical risks in regions like Indonesia, and potential regulatory hurdles in the mining sector. Plus, there's a legal concern. Kuhn Law is investigating possible fiduciary breaches by officers and directors, as reported by Globe Newswire. That's something to watch. Overall, FCX has a strong foundation but faces notable risks. Let's check out their recent stock performance next. Looking at Freeport-McMoRan's stock performance, it's been a strong ride lately. Over the past week, the stock is up 3.04%, and over the last month, it's gained 16.4%. Zooming out, the 3-month return is an impressive 46.52%, 6-month is 34.72%, and the 1-year return is a solid 56.91%. Over 5 years, FCX has delivered a whopping 108.45% return, outpacing the broader basic materials sector's 5-year performance of 142.19%. At $60.41, the stock is trading near its recent highs, reflecting optimism around copper prices, which Forbes notes have surged over 40% in 2025. Short term, I'd be cautious. Momentum is strong, but with a high PE and operational headwinds, a pullback could be on the horizon if copper prices cool off. Let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if the current price makes sense. Now, let's get into the intrinsic value analysis for FCX. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow model, factoring in their historical free cash flow, growth projections based on their project pipeline, and a discount rate of 8% to account for the risks in the mining sector. I've also considered analyst estimates for revenue and earnings growth through 2030, with forward PE ratios suggesting improved profitability. Copper price trends are a key assumption here. While 2025 saw a 40% surge, I've modeled a more conservative growth rate of 3-5% annually beyond 2026 to avoid over-optimism. Let's see the results. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for FCX comes in at around $52 per share. Compared to the current price of $60.41, that suggests the stock is overvalued by about 16%. This aligns with my earlier concern about the high trailing PE ratio. While the long-term outlook for copper is bullish, near-term risks like production issues and a potentially cooling commodity market could weigh on the stock. If you're a long-term investor, this might be a wait-for-a-dip situation. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. So, what's the verdict on Freeport-McMoRan? FCX is a powerhouse in the copper and gold mining space with a strong global footprint and a clear tailwind from rising demand for copper in the green energy transition. Their financials are solid, with strong revenue growth over the years and a manageable balance sheet. However, operational challenges like the mine suspension and trimmed 2026 sales outlook are real concerns. Valuation-wise, the stock looks a bit overpriced at $60.41 compared to my intrinsic value of $52. For long-term investors, I'd keep FCX on the watch list, but wait for a better entry point. What do you think? Are you bullish on copper, or do the risks outweigh the rewards? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.